It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If opportunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you, that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to take your place and die on an old rugged cross, shedding his blood so that you might have forgiveness of sins and have adoption into the family of God through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Glorious Love.
Bethlehem to Calvary, he walked among us willingly, knowing his heavenly place, but choosing to give us grace. And what sent him there to die, to be sacrifice? What could compel him to lay down his life? Glorious love, love of the Father. Glorious love, shown by Savior, there on the cross, reaching for us. Glory, glorious love. Child and yet a king, born to be an offering, born in a humble stall, he would be the Lord of all. And what made him walk that road to carry our sin? Was the reason he bore it alone? Glorious love, love of the Father. Glorious love, shown by the Savior,
John said in 1 John chapter number 3, starting with verse number 1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Now, as John is speaking about the manner of love, what love was given? Not just so that we could have our sins taken away, not just so that we could be declared righteous before God, but that we would be adopted into his family, that we would receive the new birth and be called the sons of God. What wonderful love that is. What glorious love. When Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that glorious love was a love that would be seen through the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the message of God's love, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as John says in 1 John 3:1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Oh, what a glorious love that brings salvation all the way to us. We could not come to God, but God sent Jesus to us so that we might one day be able to come into the presence of God through the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of 1 John 3:1, John says, "Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." The love of God is still a mystery to those that are lost, and many will make fun of it, as they will make fun of those who receive the gift of love and accept Christ as Savior. But the fact still remains, it is still the glorious love that brings salvation to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, if you've not received this gift of salvation that God offers through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you either in person or over the phone and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this wonderful gift of salvation given by Jesus Christ, please call me. My number is 919-563-6753. I would count it an honor to have the opportunity to share with you the gift of God in salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. We would like to invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We are located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7. Please come be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and can't come until Wednesday night, please be with us in the services this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, there you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and have salvation, and how you can also start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. The second song is titled, "Come Into My Heart, Lord.
For me, you knew my heart, you saw my need, you gave your life, what more could you give? And yet your plan is not complete till I accept your love for me and let you come inside my heart to gently call my name, then silently you wait for my reply. Though often I've turned you away, I now accept you in to stay. My heart is yours, the door is open wide.
To salvation is given by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 11, starting with verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord Jesus Christ invites the lost to come to him for salvation. But in order to have salvation, you must receive the invitation that Christ gives. In John chapter number 1, verse number 12, John says under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." In Revelations 3:20, we find another invitation given by the Lord Jesus Christ, offered to the church of Laodicea. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open a door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." This individual invitation that if anyone would open the door, he would come in. In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27, Paul says, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." When we talk about receiving Jesus as our Savior and asking Him to come into our heart, it is receiving the gift of salvation. We know that the Lord sends the Comforter into our hearts. The Holy Spirit comes into our heart to indwell us and to seal us. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. But the picture is that when we receive Jesus as our Savior, He sends His Spirit. The Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit coming into our heart to indwell us. The indwelling Holy Spirit for those who receive Him as Savior. Now, this is the key. You can know how to be saved, but never get to heaven. For it's not what you know about salvation in your mind that brings eternal life. It is receiving Christ as Savior, asking Him to save you and take away your sins. As Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It is Christ that offers salvation, but then we must receive salvation in order to have adoption into the family of God and eternal life. But those of us who know the Lord as Savior, we can rely on the promises of God. God's promises are true. The Bible says they're yea and amen. The promises of God are true for those who receive Christ as Savior. My friend, if you don't have Christ as Savior, you cannot receive these promises, because the promises that He gives about everlasting life and forgiveness of sins and fellowship with the Lord, all these things and much more are only offered to those who receive the gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, please remember that He is faithful. Listen to this last song by the Crown College Choir from Powell, Tennessee. The name of this song is titled, "He's Been Faithful to Me."
Thank you.
faithful God offers salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful in the salvation that he offers. In 2 Timothy chapter number 2, starting with verse number 11, Paul writes to Timothy under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, saying, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer," verse number 12 says, "we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." There's a faithful saying in verse number 11 dealing with salvation, that if we be dead with him, when we accept Christ as personal Savior, we accept his death on the old rugged cross and have his everlasting life. We accept his death in our place. Verse number 12 talks about the rewards that we can get after we're saved. "For if we suffer, we shall also reign with him." After salvation, if we are faithful to do that in his will, being pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ, we will reign with him, and there will be rewards that are given to us. But notice in verse number 12, it also says, "If we deny him, he also will deny us." Now, we're not talking about salvation here. We're talking about living for the Lord. We can suffer for him and be faithful to him and have rewards by him, or we can deny his place as Lord of our life, not giving ourselves as a living sacrifice to him, not doing that that's pleasing in his will, and having him deny us the rewards that we could have gotten. You say, how do you know this? Well, because verse number 13 declares this: "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful." He cannot deny himself. Salvation is of the Lord. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, he is faithful in the salvation that he gives us. We have eternal life. We shall never perish. We are adopted into the family of God. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. If we are obedient to him after we receive him as Savior, there are rewards. And if we're disobedient to him and deny him his place, his rightful place in our life, then he will deny us the rewards that we could have gotten in being in his perfect will. My friend, that's why it's so important that we live for the Lord. We have just finished chapter number 6 of Hebrews, talking about the importance of serving the Lord and not being deceived into thinking that if we go our own way outside of God's will once we've been saved and start living for the Lord, that we can go back at a later date and slip back into God's perfect will and everything will be just as it was. The writer of Hebrews is very plain about the fact it's impossible to get back where you were in God's will if you deliberately leave God's will to go after your will and then decide one day that you'll come back to God's will. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, stay in the will of God. Live for him. Give yourself as a living sacrifice. And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember, Jesus died to take away your sins. He lives to be your great high priest. Confess that you're a sinner today. Repent of your sins and then ask Jesus to save you. He has promised that he would save you if you would call on his name. And if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle Time."